Ray?
I was rocking out to some Van Halen, sorry.
You kind of was too.
It was funny, Pete just walked up to me while we were on that break, and he's wearing his Van Halen Running with the Devil t-shirt. I was like, hey, how ironic.
Okay, got another question for you. What do you think about the normal person, and by normal I mean the rest of us who aren't in a band, what do you think of the cliche, stereotypical idea of a rock star, you know, a wild partier with no morals, satanic, that kind of stuff?
Considering I am also a normal person as well as the guy in the band.
Yeah, we know that.
Sometimes I like to put on that, you know, hey, I'm a rock star, look at me party, and, you know, drink a whole lot and make a fool out of myself. And so sometimes that whole cliche of the loud rocking partier is true, because with Evic, we were actually sponsored by Jägermeister. we put on that role, you know, a lot. Yes, it does hold a little bit of water.
Okay, that's good. Well, we got a flood of questions right now, kind of, small flood.
But it's a little puddle.
Yeah. What were your childhood dreams?
Do what I'm doing exactly right now. Playing music for people and touring the country and seeing things I've never seen before. Okay. Playing on stages in front of lots of people, just having fun.
Well, I'd like to do that at some point, but I think it's going to be a long shot. You said you like to build things, like, apart from studios, which is awesome. What else do you like to build?
Well, I've had my hands in, you know, like, television stations and radio stations, and, you know.
Mm.
Before I was doing the band full-time, that's how I was working for a company that did that. It was a whole broadcast integration, you know, upgrading everyone to HD and digital and all that kind of stuff.
Alright, sounds good.
Then again, like, you know, with the learnings that I got from my grandfather, you know, I like to do some woodworking, and, you know, I can fix a clock or two every once in a while. And, you know, just take things apart and put them back together and see what kind of spare parts I get.
That sounds cool. So, you know, stereotypical handyman kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Alright, then your hometown.
Hometown, as of right now, is actually Manassas, Virginia.
Okay.
And that is, if no one's ever heard of it, they can think back to the news and think of Lorena Bobbitt, and just Google that and you'll figure out where Manassas is.
All right, Google the old-fashioned standby, at least it has been since, you know.
If no one's ever heard the Lorena Bobbitt story, you know, she became famous for, chopping off her husband's good part and throwing it out the window of the car.
I was actually talking about that story about this time last year, actually.
Yeah.
It was just something I found on the internet and was like, oh,
and then they showed it back on him, and he became some big porn star there. You know, so good for him.
All right. Well, I guess. I don't know a whole lot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's also a Civil War area, so if you're a Civil War buff or anything like that, you'll know the Battle of Manassas and Bull Run and stuff like that. I live right there.
What part of Virginia wasn't Civil War battleground?
Good question.
Yes, you know, that's what people normally think when they think of Virginia, Civil War, yeah. Colonies, whatever.
Yeah, actually, this last weekend, me and my wife were just sitting around, and we decided to go walk around the battlefield for a little while and kind of do a little sightseeing. It was kind of fun.
I'd actually like to get out there at some point, because I am a history buff. We are out of questions.
Yeah, it was a little puddle.
Well, it was good conversation, though. It's good stuff.
No, it was great. It was good times.
Yeah, we have one last one. If there was one thing you could say to the fans, what would it be?
I would say a big thank you, and please keep coming and tell a lot more of your friends to come out next time.
That sounds good.
No matter which show it is, Brett or Evic, either one, just keep coming out, keep supporting us, and help me support my family doing what I'm doing.
Well, I guess that more or less wraps it up for us. We're going to let you go, get back to your party or whatever it is that you're doing when we call.
I'm actually getting ready to walk in and do a sound check right now, so.
All right, that sounds good.
Good times.
All right, so thank you for letting us have some of your time.
Awesome, anytime. Awesome, man. Yeah, yeah, anytime you want to call me back, I'll be on there with you anytime. It's a good touch.
Alright, that sounds good. I think I will definitely hold that one against you at some point.
Alright, looking forward.
Alright, see you later.
Alright.